Bumper Podcast. It is Natty Bumper Car, and it has been so long. It has been so far too long, incredibly long. How long has it been? It has been Anaconda Snake long. It has been Snake River long. It has been as long as an anaconda in the Snake River and the summer breeze long. It's a lot of snake references. Really don't know what's going on there. I have missed you so much. It has been so long, and I'm so sorry. A lot of stuff happened. Let's just get some things off our chest, Bumper Podcast. My name is Natty Bumper Car. This is the weekly Bumper Podcast. Weekly! Yes! I realize that several weeks have been missed. I know this! Let me tell you what happened. First one's sad. First one is really sad. You know, I'm not looking for... I mean, pity I appreciate. Thoughts and prayers and everything. So my grandmother died. She passed away. She was 95 years old. She fell and broke her hip. And that's what happened to my other grandmother, too. The hip is evidently the key to life. It's the cradle. It's where everything, you know, can go wrong. And it's very sad. It was like a month ago, maybe 3 weeks. And so it was unexpected, obviously. But, you know, she fell, broke her hip, went to the hospital, got that fixed, went to rehab. That didn't work out, and here we are. Sadness. Sadness, sadness. Couple cool things about my grandmother. She was a painter. I'm a painter. She went to the University of Georgia. I did the same thing, and then she moved to New York City after she got her painting degree from the University of Georgia. She studied under a guy named Lamar Dodd. The art school at the University of Georgia is named after Lamar Dodd. That's kind of cool to me that she was like in the beginning, right? And then she moved to New York. And here's a weird parallel. I ended up going to University of Georgia for painting and then moving to New York to paint. Weird stuff. Weird, crazy stuff. So that happened. Recovered from that. Had to pack up real quickly, fly down to Georgia, do all that stuff, came right back, and then my computer broke. Just died. This is the second time this year that this sad computer's had a hard time. But it's back. It's better. It's a happy computer again. Please stay happy, computer. After the computer, now we're in a week and a half in, I got bronchitis. This is one thing on top of another thing on top of another thing. And normally, I bounce back pretty quickly from all the things. I'm pretty resilient when it comes to things. But for some reason, this series of unfortunate events was enough to really knock me on my tuchus. And we're just now getting back into the swing of things. I'm behind in life. I'm behind on a lot of things, and I don't like that. It drives me crazy. It means I have nightmares at night because I have anxiety. It's like, oh gosh, I gotta do all this thing and this thing. And then my brain's like, oh, don't forget about that thing too. And then I'm like, ah! And then obviously you throw in the job and the kids and everything, doing shows here and there. And it's brutal. And that's the thing, I haven't even been able to do shows in the past couple weeks because I've been so silly sick. I've been on antibiotics and a steroid. And last night I had to emergency do an albuterol treatment, which you take for asthma, which I have, bronchitis, asthma, seasonal, what is it called? Seasonal allergy onset asthma is what I think the doctor called it, or something silly like that. And I got home, and I couldn't breathe at all. Like, even right now, talking. I'm talking a little bit too much, which, it's awesome. Means I'm probably going to have to take a little thing before I go to work. Yay! It's a great time. But I think you can hear it in my voice. I'm pretty happy right now. I'm pretty excited to be back. I missed you so much, Bumper Podcasteers. And I'm thrilled that I'm going to get to chat with you again. And we'll do it again next week. And we're going to get bigger. And we're going to get better. And I figured out a cool thing with Periscope last night where I can actually cut my videos up and put them on Vine and put them on Instagram And that way, even more people won't actually see my videos. It'll be amazing. Hooray!